This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The geopolitics of Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine are pretty well hashed over by now. Lots of lies about Nazis in Ukraine, for instance, and Ukraine always having been part of Russia. Left mostly unremarked upon, though, is that Ukraine is a market of 44 million consumers with a fair amount of manufacturing and technology capacity. Its economy has been moving away from Russia toward Europe since the first Russian invasion 8 years ago, and that includes moving in the most fundamental ways. As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, the phrase you are looking for here is industrial standards.
Here's why industrial standards are important. In 1904, a fire erupted in Baltimore. Firefighters from Washington, D.C. drove there to help put it out. Problem was, their hoses didn't fit Baltimore hydrants.
So these folks traveled to Baltimore to help with the fire, and they couldn't do a thing, at least not with the equipment that they brought.
That's Tim Buta, a professor at the Technical University of Munich. So many parts of the economy need to work together, the way fire hoses and fire hydrants do. Railroad axles and tracks, the voltage coming out of the wall and how much the product you plug in can tolerate, even the threading on nuts and bolts.
Any screw that also requires a nut at the other end, there needs to be a fit between what the threading on the screw is and what the threading on the nut is.
In the U.S., the American National Standards Institute sets those standards, thousands of them. Voltage, that's spelled out by ANSI standard C84.1. Metric machine screws, that's B18.6.3.
Now, in more recent decades, of course, that same issue has arisen on a more global level, right? As we have moved from national to international and by now, for many things, truly global markets.
So the International Standards Organization sets rules to ensure that a product made in one country works in another. Johannes Munoz is a professor at the University of Redlands. He says this is what globalization is all about.
The more of those standards can be harmonized, the easier it is to trade internationally. So standards, harmonized standards in particular, foster competition and allow for more market entry into your local market.
But not every country wants more competition in its local market. Munoz says Russia uses its standards to set up a roadblock for products from other countries.
Everything has to be certified within the Russian system. And that is a quite substantial requirement because their standardization requirements are very far-reaching.
Not only does that keep products from other countries out of Russia,
it's also one way to sort of keep countries locked into its economic orbit.
That's Mark Wu, a law professor at Harvard. Several former Soviet states use Russia's industrial standards. That creates a captive market for Russian goods. Plus, Wu says Russia can dangle its standards in front of less developed economies that want to market for their products.
To say, integrate this way towards us, you're better off doing so. You're going to be more competitive doing so. And we offer a sizable market, right, where you can compete.
In 2015, Russia formed an economic union with other former Soviet states, including Kazakhstan, Belarus, and Armenia.
And then, of course, technical regulations and standards become one of the ways in which those countries, once they become part of this and are tied into that union, then have greater access to the Russian market.
But then there's Ukraine. After Russia invaded the Crimean Peninsula in 2014, Ukraine rejected Russia's industrial standards and opted to use Europe's instead.
Since the war started in 2014, we've really seen a delinkage of the Ukrainian and Russian economies.
Paul Stronsky is a senior fellow with the Russia and Eurasia program at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He says without Ukraine, Russia's economic union hasn't gotten very far.
Ukraine has, traditionally was closely integrated with the Soviet economy and then the Russian economy. The, military industrial complex of the two countries were highly integrated until, just the last decade.
In the meantime, Stronsky says Ukraine has developed its energy and agriculture sectors, its machinery production, its IT sector. And along with Georgia and Moldova, it's been hawking its goods and services in Europe.
The European market is quite large and more robust than the Russian one.
But if Russia is able to conquer Ukraine, it would add another captive market to its economic bloc. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.